Good afternoon. A weak disturbance continues to slide through interior New York and New England, and despite the fact that it doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, we do see some locations with a general light snow, which will add up to about an inch. In other locations, snow showers will be more intermittent through the afternoon, and accumulations will be just a trace to a dusting. Regardless, there'll be a bit of slippery travel through the middle of the day as temperatures struggle to climb through the 20s and into the lower 30s. The snow showers will continue to wind down late this afternoon and into the evening as the disturbance tracks off the eastern seaboard. Perhaps a little bit of freezing drizzle this evening and overnight tonight. Skies will be mostly cloudy with lows back into the lower and middle 20s. Milder air will move in on Friday as a storm system develops in the southern plains. A southeasterly wind will push temperatures into the lower 40s with gradually increasing and thickening clouds. Right now, it looks like this system will continue to trend off to the south, but there's still the risk of a little bit of mixed precipitation late Friday night and Saturday morning. Perhaps some rain showers, especially south of I-84 on Saturday afternoon, as highs reach into the mid-40s. We'll dry out temporarily behind this system on Sunday with high temperatures near 40. Then the next front pushes through with some light snow or snow showers on Monday. Monday afternoon, temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 30s before dropping as the wind flips around to the northwest, driving in colder air for the middle of the week, with highs on Tuesday and Wednesday back into the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm moving through the west with gusty winds and heavy snow in the Cascades and Northern Rockies will eject into the southern plains today. As that system tracks through northern Texas, high wind watches and warnings are in effect with the expectation of wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour through the end of the day. High wind and low relative humidity will also have the effect of an increased risk of spreading wildfires across far western Texas and into the southern part of the state. Meanwhile, moisture returning ahead of the same system's cold front will help to fuel locally heavy rain in the Arklatex and a low-end threat for severe storms extending from eastern Texas to the central Gulf Coast. The cold front and associated heavy rain will spread east along the Gulf Coast states tonight through tomorrow. And across the northwest, a prolonged period of onshore flow into Washington will produce heavy mountain snow for the northern Cascades and possible flooding for the Olympic Peninsula. That's expected to give several inches of rain in upslope-favored locations by this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Edinburgh and McAllen, Texas, to a low of 25 below zero at Big Black River and Estcourt Station, both in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with light snow and rain showers near 40, Boston mostly cloudy with a few snow showers in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, a few snow showers otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 37 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 58 set in 1984 and in 1923, and the record low 6 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies with a few snow showers closer to Lake George and Glens Falls, more in the way of sunshine in the Champlain Valley and points north toward the Canadian border, including central and northern Vermont, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow tapering off this afternoon with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with some drizzle or freezing drizzle tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers winding down today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow tapering off to snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with steady light snow tapering off to snow showers through the afternoon and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and milder in the lower 40s. Rain showers or mixed precipitation late Friday night and Saturday morning. A few scattered showers, mainly to the south on Saturday afternoon in the mid-40s. Some sunshine on Sunday, otherwise increasing clouds around 40. A chance of light snow or snow showers Monday. Temperatures in the 30s, then falling in the afternoon. And colder but dry on Tuesday and Wednesday in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.